Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Donkey of the day for Wednesday, August 19th goes to Charlotte Hornets radio broadcaster John Folkey. Now, Mr. Folkey has been suspended indefinitely after he sent a tweet about the Denver Nuggets Monday's win over the Utah Jazz. Now, before we get into that, how many people hate autocorrect? Autocorrect and that other feature on the smartphone where they type out the statement before you do. I don't F with it. I hate it. Okay, you're not a mind reader phone. I know you a smartphone, but don't be a smart ass and attempt to finish all my sentences, okay? You ever be talking to someone and they finish all your sentences before you do? I hate that. Nothing worse than when you want to, send a simple statement but end up having to send three texts because autocorrect gets it wrong. Monday night, I'm texting my homie, Teslin Figaro. Drop on the clues bombs for Teslin Figaro. I'm texting Tez about the DNC convention and what Michelle Obama's speech was going to be about. So I text back, they said she's going on. What I meant to text was they said she's going in, but I typed on. Then when I went to go correct the on and text in, I text I'm. It's very frustrating. Now you feel like you got to explain what you meant, so I type not holding anything back, okay? I also hate when you send something and your phone auto-corrects to something that don't even make no sense. I was texting my homegirls, Dolly and Ashley, the other day, dropping the clues bombs for Dolly and Ashley, and I meant to type, this what white people do to us, and I typed, this what shirt people do to us. If you so smart, Mr. Phone, what the hell is a shirt person? Then I typed this don't got shot to do with anything. I didn't mean to type shot. I meant to type sugar, honey, iced tea. The moral of the story is autocorrect is the devil. In the case of John Folkey, autocorrect is a white devil. Let's go to the Charlotte Observer to see what happened.
On Monday afternoon, Charlotte Hornets radio announcer John Folk pulled out his phone and made two errors in rapid succession. Two keystrokes, Folk said in our interview Tuesday. That's all it took to change what would have been a forgettable tweet into one he calls a horrible mistake. Those two keystrokes got Folk suspended indefinitely by the Hornets on Tuesday and have put his job in jeopardy. Folk said he meant to write, shot making in this Jazz Nuggets game is awesome. Murray and Mitchell going back and forth, what a game. Instead, he wrote exactly that, except instead of the word Nuggets, he typed the plural form of the N-word.
John Folkey, whose last name I'm sure has auto-corrected to a word that would get us fined $325,000 on the radio, tweeted out, shot making in this Jazz N-word game is awesome. Murray and Mitchell going back and forth, what a game. Now, that's not going to go over well with anyone, but it's definitely not going to go over well in a league where 74.4% of the players are black. Crazy part is, the Denver N-word's plural, it got a nice ring to it. Now, John apologized. He tweeted, earlier today, I made a horrific error while attempting to tweet about the Denver-Utah game. I don't know how I mistyped. I had no intention of ever using that word. I take full responsibility for my actions. I have been sick to my stomach about it ever since. I'm truly sorry that happened, and I apologize to those I offended. I appreciate the apology. I appreciate the apology, John. And by no means am I making excuses for a white man using the N-word, but let me play white devil's advocate for a minute. I can take full responsibility for my actions. We always should. But I can't take full responsibility for the actions of my smartphone. I just can't. I know they say that your smartphone only auto-corrects the words you use a lot, but I don't know if that's true. I'm also trying to figure out, how do you get the N-word out of Nuggets? It's not like Nuggets is spelled N-I-G-G. It's N-U-G-G. I and you are both vowels, but I don't think that's how smartphones work, okay? It's certain teams I can see making that mistake for. Example, I can see the Chicago Bulls auto-correcting to Chicago Bulls. That makes sense to me. I can see the Utah Jazz auto-correcting to, let's say, the Utah Jazz. That makes sense to me. Brooklyn Nets could easily be the Brooklyn Nets. But I don't see how you get the N-word out of Nuggets. Okay, by the way, can you imagine if your phone sent out a tweet that said the shot making in this versus balls game is awesome? I can see Dramos posting something like that. What if Chicago was playing Brooklyn? I can see Envy letting out a tweet that said this balls versus game is awesome. Sounds pretty on brand. I guess you have to take full responsibility for your phone because it's your phone. But I just want to know, when he found out he was suspended indefinitely, did he accidentally tweet his last name several times before he realized he was going for the word that gets us fined $375,000 on the radio? In fact, If that didn't happen, he's lying about this whole thing. That's how we can figure out if he should be suspended indefinitely. How many times have you went to type the F word after finding out you were suspended indefinitely and your last name, Folky, popped up? Okay, if that didn't happen, you are a liar, John, who doesn't deserve to be a radio announcer for the Charlotte Hornets. Please give John Folky the sweet sounds of Charlotte, North Carolina's own Hamiltons.
For now you are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
Now, I do want to say, for some reason, whenever I write let's go out, it always changes it to let's hoe out.
I don't write
the word hoe on my phone that often, so I can't even see why that happens. And just the other day, somebody who I just had a business meeting with sent me a text, and he tried to write, your reach is incredible, but instead it said, your bitch is incredible.
Wow.
How did you reply?
Then he sent me this. He sent me an apology. You know what's crazy is that I was on the treadmill, so I didn't see it right away. And then he sent like a bunch of different apologies. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. But I didn't see it. So I didn't see it for like an hour. And then I think he must have been like, oh my, she mad.
I don't know how you get the B word out of reach. I can see the whole let hoe out, let's go out thing, but no. Let hoe out, let's hoe out.
Yeah. My girls be like, yes.
What if that's in the lip service group chat?
Yeah. They'd be like, yes, let's do it.
My goodness.
Where are you hoeing?
Where are you hoeing?
But you know, sometimes people do talk to text also, and that gets a little murky.
I talk to text all the time.
Hey, ho home would be hilarious. Ho home. Go home. You text somebody ho home.
My goodness. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.